Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Shalom aleikum, assalamu aleikum, namaste, pak satnam, sat sri akal, tashi dalek, ho lila tanya wasni yankai. I hope that everything is well with you. Everything is well with me, certainly. Had a wonderful weekend. Did some climbing, some rock climbing, which I'm glad to be doing again after a year and a half of not doing any, just being busy working. Glad to get out, get the exercise, and get into God's world of the outdoors. It's always good, as my teacher, Abba, Reb Yaakov Leib HaKohen, always used to say, it's always good to take the archetypes for a walk. Well, we will continue today in the study of Torah, and we will begin a two-day special section. We have been studying Torah for all this time, and we will today and on our next class, this class and the next one, we will have a kind of a special class within the greater concept of Torah, in which we look at two great documents of oral Torah and look at what those documents have to say about the study of Torah. As you know, I've been teaching now for well over a month and a half, going on 2 months, about what the nature of Torah is. And now I'm turning my focus a little bit toward having described what the Torah is. Of course, I would believe that it should be self-evident, those who've heard these shirim, or lectures, that knowing what the Torah is, coming from God as it did, pre-existing by 2,000 years, the creation of the universe, and being the divine name of God, and conveying all of God's powers into this world, and through its study, bringing us closer to God, so that we may be perfected, and so that the world may be repaired, and so that God may be redeemed from the suffering that he or it is experiencing, that it should be evident why we should study Torah. But I'm going to tell you what the sages teach us, and of course what they teach us comes from the Torah itself. So what I'm essentially going to be doing is teaching what the Torah says itself about those who study Torah. And therefore you can draw your own conclusions as to, do you want to be in that class of people known as those who study Torah, or do you want to be regarded as outside that class? And what's interesting about this is it's what the Torah itself says through the sages. The oral Torah having been revealed to the sages, who in turn have revealed it to us through their writings. Okay, before I get started on that, on today's teaching, I will, as I do every class, at the beginning, and I'll recite the Kaddish for the dead and the mourners of the dead. And so I ask, as always, that you close your eyes as you listen to this recitation and remember someone to whom you are close who has died. In doing this, you will honor that person's life and bless his or her memory by bringing them into the light of your consciousness. The Kaddish for the dead and the mourners of the dead. Yishkadal v'yishkadash meirabo, bomo divero kirase, heyamlik melkase, bekaya kon uvyo, mekon uvkaye dekol beis Yisrael, ba'agalo uvizman koriev ve'imru omen. Yehe shmeirabo mevorak, leolam ule ome ol mayo, Yisbarak, ve'yistabak, ve'yisparar, ve'yisromam, ve'yisnase, ve'yishadar, ve'yisale, ve'yislalal, shmeidikudjo beraku, le'elo minko berkoso, ve'sharoso, tushbekoso, ve'nekemoso, da'amirom, be'omo, ve'imru, omen. Yehe Shlomo Rabo Min Shamayo, Vekayim Aleinu Ve'al Kol Yisrael Ve'imru Omen. Ose Shalom Bimromav, Hu Yeshe Shalom Aleinu Ve'al Kol Yisrael Ve'imru Omen. Thank you. All right. Today we will look at what Torah has to say about those who study Torah. Excuse me, we will look at what the Zohar... Excuse me, getting a drink here for my dry throat. We will look at what the Zohar teaches us about those who study Torah and how God regards them. In the Zohar's words... From Zohar, Volume 1, page 232a. While they were sitting, midnight arrived, and Rabbi Judah said to Rabbi Elsa, "Now the north wind awakes, and the night is divided, and now is the time when the Holy One, blessed be He, longs for the voice of the righteous in this world, the voice of those who study the Torah. Now God is listening to us in this place. Therefore, let us not cease from discoursing on the Torah." Okay? So what it's talking about is the tradition, the longtime tradition of rising from one's bed at midnight to study Torah, to join with others in the study and discussion, discourse, means discussion of Torah. And that's what it's talking about here. The time when the north wind awakes and the night is divided. The night is divided. Well, the night is in two halves. The first half is given over to the demons, the evil spirits, the punishment of the world. Indeed, we are taught that night is the punishment of the world. The second half, at which the first half ends at midnight, and the second half is the time when those demons begin to dispel and go back into the abyss because the dawn is coming. And it says that midnight is the time when the night is divided, when the north wind awakes, and it's the time when the Holy One, blessed be He, this is the immanent God in Tiferet. This is the God to whom we pray. This is the God who, it says right here, longs for the voice of the righteous in this world. The voice of those who study the Torah. Now, it's interesting here because it says the voice, singular, of the righteous in this world. The righteous are more. There's more than one righteous person in this world. Indeed, in this very passage, Rabbi Judah is saying to Rabbi Yossi, "Let us arise and go and study Torah." So we have two people right in this passage going to study Torah. And I just told you previously that there is a long, you know, more than 1,000-year tradition for righteous Jews to arise at midnight and go to a house of study, a Beit HaMidrash, which, by the way, is the name of this classroom that you're in right now, because what it means, house of study. Study of what? Study of Torah. So Jews everywhere around the world for thousands of years have arisen at midnight and joined their fellow righteous ones in the Beit HaMidrash to study Torah and discuss Torah. And why? Because this is the time that the Holy One, blessed be He, Tiferet, the God of Israel, the beauty of Israel. And who's Israel? It is we, the Jews, who study Torah. Okay? He longs for the voice of the righteous. Singular. Voice singular, righteous plural. The voice of those who study the Torah. Again, voice singular, those plural. Now that is not a grammatical error. Nothing in Torah is error. Everything has a reason for being the way that it is. It is always on purpose. when two or more come together in the name of the Holy One, blessed be He, they become as one. And when they study Torah and their voices come together to praise God and to discuss the secrets that God reveals to them in His Torah, in His name, and when they come to study Torah, what are they doing? They're unifying His name. Their voices become as one. They too are unified. And their voices become as one. And it's that one voice that this passage tells us the Holy One, blessed be He, longs for at midnight. Baruch Hashem. Blessed be the name of God. Blessed be His kingdom. Next passage in the Zohar discussing those who study Torah is in volume 3, section 3, volume 3, page 12b, which says, when Rabbi Hezekiah was studying with Rabbi Isaac, they once rose at midnight to study the Torah. Rabbi Isaac discoursed on the verse, quote, behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. And that's that verse is taken is at Psalms 134, verse 1. Okay, it says, behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Okay. And then Rabbi Isaac says to Rabbi Hezekiah, whose companion is himself with him there in the house of study at midnight, he says about this verse, quote, this verse, he said, is a tribute to all true believers. And who are the true believers? Those who study the Torah and know how to unify the holy name in a fitting manner. Praise be to God, Baruch Hashem. Who are the true believers? Those who study the Torah and know how to unify the holy name in the fitting manner. Now those two things are linked, not by accident. Because we have learned previously, if you have been either attending the Shirim in the last few weeks, or have been listening to them by downloading them off of our site, our website on the internet, you have heard me talk about one of the things that Torah is the ultimate primary name of God. All the letters of the divine tongue, which is the Hebrew alphabet, consist of combinations of lights, clusters of lights, and these clusters of lights that form the letters are lights that come from the 10 attributes of God. God being the divine substance, the all. There is nothing else but God. God consists of light. God reveals His light to us through His attributes. We perceive His attributes, the 10 sephirot, in the diagram of the divine, divine Holy Sephirot, and we learn His name through the letters. Okay, these attributes are conveyed to us through the pathways, the 22 channels of the 22 divine letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and those letters are what form the Torah. And God gave us that Torah. That Torah pre-existed the universe by 2,000 years in the form of Chokmah. Okay, wisdom. That was the primordial Torah Kaduma. And then that Torah was revealed further as the written Torah after creation on Sinai, as given to Moses. God dictated it and Moses wrote it down. That's the written Torah. And then it was revealed even further to an even greater extent through the oral Torah. And that was, of course, Tiferet. That was in Tiferet. And then in Malkut, kingdom, meaning in this world, was given to us oral Torah, the feminine Torah. Why? Because Malkut is also Shekinah. Okay? So God gave us this Torah. And this Torah that we study, that we rise hopefully at midnight to study, is the holiest time of the day for the study of Torah. Okay, we can study it any other time we wanted to, but it behooves us to try to rise at midnight. And I know that people's jobs and things of this nature in this world that we have today prevent them from doing that. But if you can do it, if you get to a point in your life where you're retired and you can do this, and this is what you are called upon to do. But when we rise at midnight, or at any time that we study, forget the midnight, at any time that we study Torah, what are we doing? We are reading the words that God gave us, which we've already learned from our studies of the last two lessons, is the revelation of God's name. And those words have the peculiar power of perfecting us, raising us up, okay, making us have the merit to be drawn closer to God so that we may have communion with God. Okay, and so what does it say here? It says that this verse in Psalms 134, verse 1, "Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord." That's a reference to whom? That's a reference to the true believers. Those who get up at midnight and go to Beit HaMidrash, the house of study and the house of the Lord. Praise God. Bless ye the Lord. That's a reference to the true believers. They're the ones who do that. Those who study the Torah and know how to unify the holy name in the fitting manner. Now, I've not taught yet on how to unify the holy name. But I have taught on the fact that there's 10 holy names. One for each of the utterances that created this world. One for each of the 10 Sefirot, 10 attributes of God. But one name which combines them all. Havaya. Havaya. Okay, combines them all. But how do we unify the holy name in a fitting manner? That's a subject that I'll cover on another date, another time. All right. Moving along now to Zohar, Volume 3, page 13a. We read, "When a man rises at midnight to study the Torah, and the north wind awakes, then a certain hind," okay, as in a type of deer, okay? But what this really is a metaphor for the Shekinah, okay? So, when a man rises at midnight to study the Torah, and the north wind awakes, then the Shekinah arises and praises the Holy One, blessed be He. And with her arise thousands and myriads of angels who all commence to praise the Holy King. But they all fall into silence in order to listen to those who study the Torah. And they proclaim, quote, "Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord." As much as to say, you bless the Lord, you praise the Holy King, you crown the King. And that Shekinah adorns herself with that man and stands before the Holy King, blessed be He, and says, and this is the Shekinah now speaking to her groom, the King. She says, "See, the Son with whom I am come before thee, with whom I approach thee." Blessed be the name of God. Blessed be His glorious kingdom. So, when we rise at midnight to study the Torah, who rises with us? The Shekinah. And before we begin to study the Torah and to discourse on the Torah and to speak to each other about it, what does this passage mean and what does that passage mean? And before we get into that fervor with which we are fit to create worlds, just as the Holy One, blessed be He, created His world, even before then, the Shekinah and thousands and myriads of angels have also arisen. Why? Because we have arisen. Why? Because the Holy One, blessed be He, longs to hear the voice of us unified, the voice which unifies the name of the Holy, the blessed Holy Name, the blessed Holy One. So she has risen, and with her thousands and myriads. And what do they all do? Before we have gotten to that house of study, Beit HaMidrash, before we have begun to study and to praise the name of God and unify it, they commence to praise the Holy King, blessed be He, because He's already there, waiting in the garden, waiting to commune with us. But she's there with the angels, and they praise His name. But when we come in and we begin to study, they fall into silence in order to listen to us, those who study the Torah. Blessed be the name of God. Blessed be His glorious kingdom. And then they all proclaim together, "Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord," as much as to say to us now, the ones who are ready to study Torah, you bless the Lord. Your study of the Torah praises the Holy King. Your study and proclamation and discourse upon the Torah crowns the King. And then the Shekinah adorns herself with that righteous man who has risen at midnight to study Torah. That means that she puts him on as a garment, as a diadem, an atara, a crown. And she comes before her groom, the King, radiant with glory, and says to the Holy One, blessed be He, look upon the Son with whom I have come before Thee, with whom I approach Thee. The Shekinah glories in our righteousness. And how do we get that righteousness? We get that righteousness by rising at midnight to study Torah. Blessed be the name of God. Blessed be His glorious kingdom forever and ever. Zohar, section 3, page 22a, says about those who study Torah, "Happy the lot of the righteous who study the Torah, especially at the time when the King longs for the words of the Torah. The secret of the matter is that the community of Israel does not come into the King's presence, save with the Torah." Save with the Torah. So long as Israel, I'll come back to that. So long as Israel in their own land studied the Torah, the community of Israel abode with them. But when they neglected the Torah, she could not stay with them an instant. So when she presented herself to the King with the Torah, she was full of strength and confidence, and the Holy King rejoiced to meet her. But when she came without the Torah, then, as it were, her strength was enfeebled. Woe to those who cause weakness above, and happy those who study the Torah, especially at the time when it is needful to associate with it the community of Israel. Of such a one, God says, "Thou art my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified." And where does God say that? In Isaiah 49, verse 3. All right, this is a little bit more complicated passage here in the Zohar. But let's break it apart and look at it. There's several different things in here that I want to explain. I want to talk about here. It says, "Happy the lot of the righteous who study Torah, especially at the time when the King longs for the words of the Torah." A little bit later on, it says, "Woe to those who cause weakness above, and happy those who study Torah, especially at the time when it is needful to associate with it the community of Israel." So we have two passages here, two statements that have a very similar set of words and meaning. Happy those who study Torah, especially at the time when the King, that's the Holy One, blessed be He, longs for the words of the Torah. And Happy those who study the Torah, especially at the time when it's needful to associate with it the community of Israel. Well, okay, what is this time when it's needful to associate with it the community of Israel? What is this time when the king longs for the words of the Torah? This is the time when the Holy One, blessed be He, longs for the presence of His bride, the fallen Shekinah, Kala, the divine, indwelling divine presence of God that dwells with us, but at midnight, when most everybody else is asleep, and the righteous who rise at midnight to study Torah, she clothes herself, as we read in the earlier passage in the Zohar, the previous passage, with the garment of the righteous who study Torah. And then she ascends to come into the presence of the King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be He. And she can only do this if we are there to study Torah and to discourse on Torah. Okay? Now, it goes on to say, the secret of this matter is that the community of Israel does not come into the king's presence save with the Torah. It has kind of a double meaning. Okay? So long as Israel in their own land studied the Torah, the community of Israel abode with them. But when they neglected the Torah, she could not stay with them an instant. Well, what does this mean? So long as Israel in their own land studied the Torah, the community of Israel abode with them. Well, wait a minute. Isn't Israel the community of Israel? No. No, it's not. The community of Israel, Klal Yisrael, is another term for the Shekinah. How do we know this? Because Klal Yisrael is regarded and is taught to us by the sages, the great Kabbalistic sages, the great rabbis, is in the Song of Songs the feminine beloved of the male lover. Okay? The male lover being the Holy One, blessed be He. So this great love song that Solomon wrote in the Song of Songs, Shir HaShirim, is all about the love relationship between the Holy One, blessed be He, and the community of Israel, the body of Israel. But the body of Israel consists of all of the divine presence of the Lord, because the divine presence of the Lord is indwelling in each righteous Israelite. Okay? So therefore, the community of Israel is really those righteous Jews, okay, in whom the Shekinah dwells, the presence, indwelling presence of God. Okay? And so long as Israel, in their own land, studied the Torah, then that study of the Torah, remember we learned this in our previous lessons, it's the study of the Torah that causes the divine presence of God to come into us, that attracts the glory of the Shekinah into us. And it's those who've done that, who have acquired the divine indwelling presence of God, that constitute not just the Israelites, but the Klal Yisrael, the community of Israel. Okay? So, the two have to be together. And the one is the cause of the other. Those who study Torah merit the indwelling presence of God, the Shekinah, God's fallen bride, which then makes them, once that they acquire that presence, divine indwelling presence, makes them the community of Israel. Klal Yisrael. Okay? So, when it says that especially at the time when the king longs for the words of the Torah. It's saying that the king longs to hear the voice of the Torah because he knows when he hears this voice, his fallen bride, who has wrapped herself in those who have studied the Torah, okay, as a garment, okay, that means she's wrapped herself in the bodies. Okay, she's become the imminent divine presence within the bodies of the Israelites who study Torah. That means the community of Israel. Then that's when she goes up to the king, the Holy One, blessed be He. Now she can go up there, and indeed she does. But if she comes without the Torah, okay, that means if we do not study Torah, then that means she goes without us as her garment. Then her strength is enfeebled. And the lesson here is, woe to those who cause weakness above. Because it's a disappointment to the Holy One, blessed be He. It's a disappointment to the Shekinah, blessed be she. But happy are those who study the Torah. Of such a one, God says, thou art my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Why? Because you bring to me the Holy Bride, who I have sent down to be with you. Amen, amen. Okay. The next passage we're looking at here is Zohar, Volume 3, Section 30, page 35a. And let me see, I'm trying to decide. You know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to make this a long lecture. I'm going to go ahead and stop now. It's been a little over 30 minutes. Let me see, what do we have here? Yeah, it's already been 32 minutes. So I've been trying to make my lectures a little shorter. So what I'm going to do is stop here today and continue with looking at passages from the Zohar that discuss those who study Torah. Tomorrow, Wednesday actually, this being Tuesday, usually I teach on Mondays and Wednesdays, but yesterday being Monday and being Labor Day, I decided that it'd be better to teach today. So that means that when I say that I'll continue tomorrow with this, it's actually correct. I will continue with this tomorrow, Wednesday, the same time and place. Now then, I say my goodbyes to you, and I ask you to remember God at least twice. God who has given you the Torah, and God who has given you His divine presence. Remember that He suffers for having created the world and having placed you in it. And He gave you this beautiful world to serve as a great gift and a great asset to you. But not for nothing did He give you this world. He gave you this world so that you can dare to do great things for Him. Divine His will and do His will. For you are the righteous. You are the community of Israel. Having said that, I hope that you go from strength to strength. And I say goodbye and good study of the Torah. Zeigesund.